And we're joined now by telephone by Congressman Nick Rahal, a Democrat from West Virginia, a Barack Obama supporter. He's here in the nation's capital. Welcome, Congressman.
Thank you, Noah. Good to be with you.
Senator Jay Rockefeller, the junior senator, also supported Barack Obama as well as you did. Did that seem to have any effect? Can you see anything happening with your support?
Well, obviously, Senator Obama had an uphill road in West Virginia, and it was the popularity of the Clinton family that he had to overcome, particularly former President Bill Clinton, who is enormously popular in West Virginia, who worked every hill and holler in our state, it appeared. He was everywhere, as well as daughter Chelsea Clinton was in the state. So it was a family fair, and the Clintons have always been very popular in West Virginia. So this made it very difficult for Senator Obama from the very beginning.
Right, but you could have seen that going in. So why didn't, as Mara suggested, why didn't Senator Obama try just a bit harder? I think he only made one appearance there.
Well, no, he was there yesterday. He was there back in March in my hometown of Beckley. I can guarantee you he will make it a competitive race this fall. He has certainly been toughened by each primary that we've gone through this primary season. And he has a plan to help working Americans, working by providing tax cuts for those in the lower income brackets. He would not provide them for those in the upper income or continue the Bush tax cuts as John McCain would. When it comes to this fall campaign, after the emotions of this primary have worn down, I predict our Democratic Party will be united. We'll be united against Senator McCain when those differences between the two candidates become crystal clear.
What was there?
Obama yesterday in Charleston, as I'm sure you'll recall, gave a magnificent speech on veterans issues. He saluted our troops, regardless of where you come from on the war position. He paid proper tribute to those of our troops fighting for our country. And he addressed a wide range of veterans issues, including personal stories of hardship. And I think that's appropriate for our state of West Virginia and for the nation at a time when we are creating more veterans than we ever have, yet not giving their just due to them in the way of health care when they come home or providing proper artificial limbs.
If you just read the headlines tomorrow or hear this broadcast tonight, taking a snapshot of what happened in West Virginia, couldn't you argue that Senator Clinton would be a better general election candidate in November?
Well, I think, as I said, Senator Obama, once his proposals get out there, and perhaps he did not make a sufficient case in West Virginia, but once he makes that case this fall and comes back into the state, which he will do, and once the people get to know him, they will see that this man has the judgment, has the character, the trustworthiness to be commander-in-chief, and he's a genuine individual. He has a lot in common with West Virginians.
Congressman Rahal, I'm sorry.
He's a strong Christian.
Congressman Rahal, I'm sorry we're out of time.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking time to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Congressman Nick Rahal, a Democrat from West Virginia, a Barack Obama supporter.